Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Timothy Winterstein. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 13, verses 1 to 12. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence, who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time." Immediately, mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What happens in Acts 13 is pretty dramatic. There is a magician who's a false prophet. There is a Roman provincial agent who wants to hear Barnabas and Saul. And there's Saul, whose Roman name was Paul, calling down blindness on the false prophet. It's dramatic. But the same thing happens every single day. The Holy Spirit sends the word of God by messengers he has chosen. People hear that word. Some of them, by the power of the Holy Spirit, believe. On the other hand, the devil induces lying words by false prophets in order to keep people from hearing God's word, to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord. Though we do not often see it as dramatically as what happens here, the same battle is still being waged. God wants people to hear and believe the word he speaks through his messengers, and the devil wants to obscure, corrupt, and veil that word. The physical blindness that comes upon Elymas is the sign of the spiritual blindness he is spreading. And then the teaching of the Lord enlightens and opens the eyes of Sergius Paulus, and he believes. So it goes every time anyone believes Jesus. The good and gracious will of God is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. So he does for the proconsul, and so he does for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Isaiah, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating through miracles your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. Grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.